This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-Pack, now extended until the end of August. Order today at EdenPure.com and don't forget to use code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I think they're going through sort of an existential crisis about, do they want to be recognized by the international community as being a legitimate government?
Good question. It's very existential.
Well, he was never known as a genius. He was never known as a particularly smart person, but now it's not prime time for him.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
We've all seen the pictures. We've seen those hundreds of people packed into a C-17. We've seen...
How long ago was that?
That was five days ago.
He was on vacation. They had to ply him off of vacation to give a kind of a half-cocked statement on camera that he said wasn't taking questions. Then he goes back on vacation.
Now, one last time, what are you doing?
I'm on vacation.
It's a very much different country than it was 8 months ago.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, the number is 844-500-4242. We're going to talk about Afghanistan, but there's news today from the State House in Boston. There's news in from Rhode Island as well. The mask mandates are, you know what they say in 1914, August, the lights are going out all over Europe. Well, the mask mandates are coming down all over the country again. Nobody's dying, but never let a crisis go to waste, say the Democrats. And in this case, one of the Democrats is Governor Charlie Parker. Why don't we have the Charlie Parker theme song?
You're enjoying your day. Everything's going your way. Then along comes Charlie Parker. Always there to tell you about a new disease, a car accident, or killer bees. You beg her to spare you.
Charlie, please.
But you can't stop Charlie Parker.
Governor Charlie Parker today issued one of the nation's strictest government vaccine mandates, requiring tens of thousands of state employees to prove they have been inoculated against COVID-19 by mid-October or risk being fired. I'm just so appalled by this, especially given the fact that this is not a terribly significant threat to the public health.
There's a lot at stake here.
Shut up. You know what's at stake here? That you are going to be allowed to make an appeal to various state agencies to get a waiver from this. And I assume, does that include letters from your physician or a canceled check to the Baker and Polito campaign committees? If it's like everything else that's been going on since the panic got underway, the second option will probably get you an exemption more quickly than the first. Baker's order, which applies to about 42,000 executive department employees, goes a step further than the mandate in place for the employees of the city of Boston, as well as state workers in New York and California, who have the option of submitting to regular COVID-19 testing if they choose not to get vaccinated, which is ridiculous in itself. But this is the most draconian statewide measure, apparently, except for Jay Inslee, the nitwit governor of the state of Washington. He's the one who thought he could be elected president because he was going, oh, climate change is so bad, we're all going to die. And he was below Kamala Harris in the polls. He's the only one who's even nuttier than Charlie Parker on this, or just as nutty. Charlie Parker has now matched Jay Inslee from the West Coast. Good Lord, this is bad. And what about, by the way, where are the unions on this? Where are the unions? I mean, there are a lot of union members that don't want to do this. And I know this is coming down in a number of places. We've talked to people in Maine who are being told they have to get the vaccination or they're going to be fired from the hospitals. And then there's another story here. Here's a story today from the Providence Journal. Volunteers, interns, and employees of state-licensed healthcare facilities and providers, quote, must receive their final dose of COVID-19 vaccine by October 1st or face financial penalties, quote, and or suspension slash revocation of their license, the Rhode Island Department of Health announced Wednesday. The only exemptions, the department said, would be those who can provide proof of a medical exemption. And so a reporter asked, what happens if people are not vaccinated by October 1st? Do they still have employment? And McKee, the acting governor, said, we'll deal with that if in fact that happens. I'm not expecting that to happen. Oh, you're expecting every single one of these employees of state-licensed healthcare facilities to receive their final dose? And someone was telling me yesterday, a texter, for someone from one of these hospitals or health systems said that, you know, they have been asking over the last few months informally, you know, have you gotten a vaccine? And so, of course, you go, yes. You know, it's like you come home, you know, and you're 16 years old. Did you have a beer? Of course not. And, you know, they don't have your parents don't have a breathalyzer. If they can't smell it on your breath, you're okay. But so now, though, it's changing, and you have to provide proof. And what they thought was 80 to 90% in some of these companies really turns out to be 50 to 60%. And I don't know what they're going to do here with this. Are people going to stand by it? What are you going to do? I'm going to ask that question. We'll probably be asking that throughout the course of the day in one way or another. 42,000 executive department employees. And then I'm reading from the Globe story. Massachusetts has one of the nation's highest vaccination rates. They mention that in every story. They never mention the fact that for a year and a half, we've had the third highest death rate in the country, because that would hurt their guy, Charlie Parker. But now we have the highest. So apparently vaccinations don't matter, right? Or we're gonna, because they want masks everywhere. And now they're saying everybody has to be vaccinated. But if everybody has to be vaccinated, why do you need these mask requirements? And I know he's still theoretically saying, you know, it's up to local communities to make a decision, the school boards, school committees, on whether or not the kids are going to be forced to wear masks. But most of these communities are falling into line. The Karens über alles, you know, they're calling the shots here. This step. It sets a stricter tone than most Democrat governors in the nation. It puts Baker in line with Governor Jay Inslee of Washington State, a fool's fool, who has also required state workers to be vaccinated without giving them the option of taking regular tests instead. But it comes as Baker has so far resisted calls to require masks and vaccinations in schools, steps some Democrat critics. No, these are teachers' unions. That's who it is. It's not Democrat. It is Democrat critics, but you could identify them more precisely as teachers' union leaders who want another year off for their members, which some Democrat teachers' union leaders say are crucial for the safety of students who are too young to have been vaccinated. The fact remains that no children basically have been vaccinated, have died because of this. So what is the point? Professor X, the Mass Teachers Association, came out in favor of mandatory vaccines the day before they were going into bargaining about it for state university faculty. And here's another one, 413. How does this make sense when employers can't find help? Now they're going to fire people over their vax status? If you notice a trend, they are not mandating union jobs. I would dare say a lot of these 42,000 jobs, they got to be some NAES jobs, National Association of Government Employees. There's got to be some of those people. I think most of these 42,000 that are going to be affected here in Massachusetts got to be union jobs. 844-500-4242-603. When is the Massachusetts Republican Party going to kick Charlie Parker out of the party? Well, if he runs for re-election, it will probably be whatever the date of the primary is, a year from next month, September 2022. 603, would any employee who gets fired for not being vaccinated be eligible for unemployment benefits? I would certainly think so. I would certainly hope so. Your papers,
please. Your papers, please.
Your papers, please. Now, when they demand, when the hack administrators and these hack agencies demand the papers, will they be required to demand the documents in a German accent? I would certainly hope so.
Your papers, please.
I hope they have to wear armbands too. I don't know what the armbands will say, but it would seem appropriate for the occasion. Jodhpurs. Maybe they can borrow some jodhpurs from the Massachusetts State Police. 844-500-4242-978. How can you lay off healthcare workers, says 978. This, she's referring to Rhode Island, I guess, in this case. I thought the healthcare system was being overwhelmed. Yeah, you know, come to think of it, that's a good question, isn't it? Why? What are they going to do when they have to start firing people? 844-500-4242. We're going to take a lot of calls on this afternoon, and maybe not immediately, because we got a cheap bastard deal coming up. But we're going to take a lot of calls on this and let you sound off. And I know I work for myself, so I don't have this problem. But I understand this is a terrible situation for a lot of people. To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970s-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how to protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/HowieCarr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/HowieCarr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/HowieCarr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/HowieCarr. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, keeping the hacks on their toes every weekday from 3 to 7.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr. The cheapest bastard around.
All right. It's a great, this is a great deal. It's very popular. And so if you want to get it, you better get on board quickly. It's the 110 Grill, modern American cuisine in a trendy, casual atmosphere. They are all over the place. They're as far south as Providence, and there's some in Connecticut. They're in New York State, Middletown, Syracuse, Rochester, Albany, Poughkeepsie. They're all over the place in New Hampshire and Massachusetts, and they're all great, great places. And tomorrow, Grace and I will be doing our shows from the 110 Grill in Boston, which is in South Bay, right off the expressway. And if you want to make a reservation, they're suggested 978-727-8820. Plenty of parking, and come on in and watch the show. Get a free book. Have your picture taken with me and or Grace. It's going to be a great time. We always enjoy being at the 110 Grill. And again, if you want to get a $50 gift certificate to the 110 Grill, you can go right now to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store. And joining us right now is Ryan Dion from the 110 Grill to talk about our remotes tomorrow. Ryan, we're looking forward to being at the 110 Grill on a Friday afternoon, as always.
Hey, Howie, thanks for having me. Looking forward to hosting you again. That's a fantastic site right off of the expressway coming out of Boston in the back of South Bay Plaza. It was shut down for a little bit, but it's open, and we're excited to host you all there.
We're looking forward to being there, and you can get, again, you can get a free book there if you want, and I'll be glad to autograph it and have your picture taken with us, and we're going to have raffles for other books like my New York Times bestsellers, Hitman and the Brothers Bulger, and also a free a VIP experience for you and someone else. This is a great place. And by the way, Ryan, the VIPs are very happy today. You got a you sent a great spread over, as always. What did you send?
We sent over a Caesar salad, some chicken flatbreads for you, our barbecue chicken nachos, which is my personal favorite appetizer, as well as a 110 grill cheeseburger.
Yeah, that looks really good. I'm looking forward to chowing down on that stuff. It's a great American cuisine, as the as your motto says, modern American cuisine in a trendy, casual atmosphere. It's a great place, and you're all over. You're in so many locations. How many locations do you have now?
Yeah, we have 21 in Massachusetts, Howie. We have 35 over five states, and we're excited to continue our journey of growing.
It's great. We always look forward to being there, and you know, it's a very pleasant place, and you have a nice. You also all the 110 grills have a nice bar set up as well. Grace wanted to say hi.
Nice bar, Howie. Yeah, they have a nice bar. They have a nice patio. There is certainly something for everybody in all of our locations. And I wanted to do something a little special tomorrow, Howie, if you don't mind. When every guest of yours comes between 12 and 6 p.m., we're going to give everybody a raffle ticket, and every hour we're going to give away a $100 gift card to somebody that's there for the show. So we're very excited about that.
Oh, that's great. That's really good. So now you have even more reason to come down to the 110 Grill in South Bay in Dorchester.
And again, and Howie, I just wanted to second what Ryan said about the nachos. I've had a lot of nachos in my time. These are by far the best. I think it's because they use two cheeses. They have like a queso cheese and a regular melted cheese. Unbelievable. And all the VIPs laughing right now, you're going to understand what I mean in 2 seconds because it's just that good.
I think they're pretty happy.
Yeah, Velveeta melted cheese is my personal favorite. I believe that makes the entire dish.
So, again, if you want to get you don't need reservations, but they're recommended, correct? That's the way it works.
Yes, we still have some availability for tomorrow. So
978-727-8820, and you can come in anytime between the hours of noon and 6. Grace will be there. I'll probably be there for most of Grace's show as well, just hanging out and, taking it easy and having some nachos myself and some cheeseburgers and everything else. So
I'll be there to share them with you, Howie.
Great. Ryan Dion from the 110 Grill. And again, this is these gift certificates go super fast because there's so many locations, 35 locations, just all across our entire geographical area that we serve on terrestrial radio pretty much, except for New Mexico. We don't have any 110 Grills in New Mexico yet, but I'm sure you're working on it, Ryan. And so go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store, and you can get a $50 gift certificate to the 110 Grill for just $25. It's a hell of a deal. And again, tomorrow you can come down and put your name in for a drawing in the raffle. Every hour you can get a $100 gift certificate to the 110 Grill if your name is drawn out of the hat. So this is a hell of a deal. There's a lot of good stuff. It's a good day. It's late summer. If you're taking a slide, if you're just cruising around, stop on by, and it's a great place any day of the week. And if you're not that hungry, just come in and have a cocktail. It's a nice bar area. We'll be right in the center of the place, and you can see us. And we're really looking forward to being there, Grace and I. And Ryan Dion, thanks so much for bringing us in such a great spread. And I'm sure the VIPs are going to love it.
Thank you, Howie. We look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow.
Okay, that's great. So Grace and I will be there noon to 6 at the 110 Grill in South Bay, which is right off the expressway in Dorchester. So come on down and see us and hang out with Grace and I and everybody else. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn on Cape Cod. Take advantage of their $199 room rate for this October. These go fast, so don't delay. Reserve your ocean view room today at NausetBeachInn.com. And today, in case you didn't know it, is National Potato Day. And tomorrow is National Soft Ice Cream Surf Day.
Oh, dip the fries in the ice cream. That's what I'm talking about.
But we're going to do a National Potato Day poll just to get away from the serious stories of the week. Jared, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What's your favorite way to eat potatoes? Chips, French fries, baked, mashed, or sweet?
And I know sweet potatoes aren't real potatoes, but I was going to take grief one way or the other, so I just threw in sweet potatoes.
I actually really love sweet potato French fries, but I think I'm in the minority there.
You are. Well, who are you going to vote? What are you going to vote for then?
If I'm being true to myself?
Yes.
Sweet potato fries.
Okay, there you go.
And you know me, Howie. I love a good sweet potato. I was cooking them in the microwave at our old office until Howie made fun of me. Ugh. He said, this is bleak.
I like when they say, oh, $2 extra for sweet potato fries. I would pay $2 not to have sweet potato fries.
All right, this might be the first time my sister has ever said anything that she wants on the air, and it's telling that this is what it's about. She wants us to add Down East potato to the list. Do you know what that is?
No, I don't.
That's when I think it's a baked potato with mashed potatoes stuffed in it and then cheese on top.
That's just a variation of baked potatoes.
It's like a super-sized potato.
You could throw in potatoes au gratin or poutine.
Scallop potatoes. That's what my mom used to make. Mm.
Twice-baked potato. It's all the...
Yeah, we just have to stick to the basic. I'm voting for French fries. What are you voting for?
I am a mashed guy, especially the HelloFresh mashed potatoes. I love those things.
Oh, interesting. You're a mashed man.
I'm
okay.
A mashed man. Yep.
So what are the results?
French fries in the lead at 35%, baked potato at 24%, mashed at 25%, 10% for chips, and just 6% for sweet potatoes.
Well, this is good. This is a close one. I thought French fries would have a better lead at this point. Anyway,
they'd be the most popular potato of all time.
What?
French fries?
Yeah. Aren't they?
Well, yeah, but maybe there's something wrong with this poll question. Maybe it's fraud.
I don't know. Anyway, the 110 Grill gift certificates are sold out as they went faster than we expected, but they're sold out. But Grace and I hope you still come down to the 110 Grill and just get down to the 110 Grill wherever you're. There's one close by, and there's one everywhere around this area. And it's a great, the VIPs are having a great time right now. And by the way, yesterday we had another great feed from Alma Gaucha, the Brazilian steakhouse on D Street in the Seaport District, South Boston. And it's a fantastic place. Alma Gaucha, if you want to have some amazing Brazilian steakhouse cuisine.
I'm surprised you didn't make us put their potato salad on the list for...
You know what? Why didn't I put potato salad on the list? Damn, I should have. That's one I should have had on the list, but it's too late now.
That's a regret that's going to haunt you forever.
I know the Alma Gaucha potato salad's your favorite. So.
It is. It is my favorite. And Alma Gaucha, it's a great Brazilian steakhouse. The beef is great, the cheese, bread, everything. If you want to make reservations, 617-420-4900.
Hey, Howie, can I ask you a question similarly to how you set up the poll question here, okay?
Yes.
And now, not counting Joe Biden, because he would obviously win this by a landslide, but after this week with the debacle, the chaos in Afghanistan, who comes off looking the worst out of these contenders, okay?
Yeah.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, General Milley, Secretary Austin, or John Kirby?
They're all so mediocre and below average.
It's like picking between a French fry and a mashed potato. I know.
Except I like a mashed potato or a French fry.
I know which one I'm choosing.
I'm going to vote for. I'm going to vote for Millie.
I'm voting for Jake Sullivan.
But, you know, Jake Sullivan, his position is not as high. I mean, they're all dreadful, But you kind of have to go with the ones that are higher up. In that case, it could be Austin as well.
I might make this my poll question tomorrow.
Well, that's a good poll question.
You can always tell if it's a good poll question by how long it takes someone to think about it. All right, so let's get
And in this case, why don't you put Kamala Harris on the list, though?
Well, because she hasn't said anything to
embarrass
herself.
She's the potato salad. She's the forgotten person in this dreadful list.
She has been absolutely silent. Did you see the cut we played today, Howie? The old cut of her from April with Dana Bash?
Yes.
She was bragging how she was the last person in the room and Joe Biden is so good at deciding these important things. And now it's crickets. Where has she gone? And it's funny because this all started with hashtag where's Hunter way back when, but it really has become where's Joe? Where's Kamala? You know, who's running this asylum?
I don't know. I'm just concerned about this situation with now requiring all these people to get vaccinations or not fire them. I mean, it's pretty bad to make them undergo these stupid tests that don't mean anything. You know, I have kids that have had these tests and they come back negative and they go there again and they come back positive and vice versa.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's even more obtrusive and I think just ridiculous to make them actually get the vaccination.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you. And I think that's what a lot of companies were thinking. Or, you know, if we tell people that they don't have to get vaccinated, but they will have to wear a mask, then they'll all just get vaccinated. They'll get bullied into it. Did you see what's happening at Quinnipiac? They're finding kids who aren't going to get vaccinated. And now they're threatening to cut off their Wi-Fi access, which is someone who relies heavily on Wi-Fi, I find to be cruel and unusual punishment.
I think most people would find it cruel and unusual punishment.
You'd be freaking out.
I would. Absolutely.
If you couldn't get a hotspot.
How can they take away my hotspot? That's my own personal thing, right? So they would just have to do all their work on a hotspot.
Yeah, but
they?
You'd spend a lot of money if you were on a hotspot all the time. Another thing I did want to mention here, speaking of all of the disasters that are happening with this Biden administration, I did find it, because I write a lot about Joe Biden and Ron DeSantis and kind of this back and forth they're having. And I found yesterday to be particularly amazing when all of these reporters are asking, you know, they're waiting to talk to Joe Biden. They're sitting there with their notepads and their pens and they're eager to ask questions, and he comes out and talks for 20 minutes about masking kindergartners. And I loved Ron DeSantis's response. Do we have that, Jared? Okay, here we go. This is Governor Ron DeSantis, who Joe Biden is more concerned about than the Taliban. I want you all to remember that. He considers Ron DeSantis to be more of a threat.
Well, in the speech that he made after the fall of Kabul, he blamed Donald Trump. He blamed the Afghan government and the Afghan military, and didn't blame the Taliban once. Not once.
He must have forgot to blame Ron DeSantis. There must have been some way he could have weaved that in. Let's play DeSantis cut 33.
He was on vacation. They had to ply him off of vacation to give a kind of a half-cocked statement on camera that he said wasn't taking questions. Then he goes back on vacation. And he is obsessed. While you have all the stuff going on with Afghanistan, obviously all the stuff at the southern border, which you and I have talked about, one of the biggest border disasters in the history of our country, inflation, gas prices. And what does he do? He is obsessed with having the government force kindergartners to wear masks all day in school. In Florida, we believe that that's the parents' decision. Joe Biden thinks the federal government should come in and overrule the parents and force these young kids to wear these masks. And you gotta wonder, where are your priorities that you're so obsessed with this issue and so obsessed with taking away parents' rights, and you're letting Afghanistan burn, our border burn, and so many other things in our country fall to pieces?
You know, another thing too, Grace, he talks about DeSantis, he talks about Abbott, the governor of Texas, but there's another state that has a very high caseload. Again, cases. We're not talking about hospitalization, let alone deaths. We're talking about cases, which means sometimes people testing positive. So why has he never mentioned the cases increasing in Louisiana? Could it have something to do with the fact that the governor of Louisiana is a Democrat?
Is on the right team?
You look at a map. Louisiana is right next. It abuts Texas, and it's not that far away from the panhandle in Florida.
Well, the other thing too, Howie, is that Ron DeSantis was kind about that, where he said he's obsessed with this issue, but he could have easily pulled a card from like AOC and any member of the squad and said, why are you so obsessed with me? Because it is starting to feel like Ron DeSantis is their obsession. And I think he should just say that, like, stop worrying about me. Worry about yourself. And it's one thing to trade barbs back and forth. Trump would always hit back if people criticized him. But it seems like the White House is really punching down here. They have the bully pulpit, and this is their biggest concern. And also, I just want to say, the entire argument against Ron DeSantis is completely false. I mean, what they're trying to claim is that he's banning masks. That on its face is not true. Even all of the publications like Reuters and AP admit all he's doing is banning, follow me here, not masks.
Mandatory.
Mandatory masks, meaning parents can decide. If you want your kid wearing a mask all day long, well, that says a lot about you, but you can choose to do that. He's just saying that the health experts shouldn't be able to tell you to do that.
I would say 2 years ago, if you required your kid to wear a mask all day, you would be in line for a knock on the door.
Yeah.
From the Department of Children and Families.
No, absolutely. And I think it's so strange that the White House is trying. They think this is a winning argument when really when they poll people on whether who should be deciding this stuff, majority of sane Americans think it should be parents. Not yeah. Dr. Fauci and Dr. Impending Doom.
Okay, you got a different number there for 110 Grill.
Yes, we do. Grace's News is brought to you by the 110 Grill. Howie and I will be there tomorrow. To make your reservations, call 617-506-8873.
That is a different number than we've been giving you so far today, so give it to them again.
617-506-8873. And also, if you want to follow Grace Curley Show on Instagram, you can do that.
All right. Thank you, Grace. Everyone in my family loves Balance 7. My daughter Charlotte takes it right before bed, and the mailroom manager likes it throughout the day. Balance 7 has helped me with all my aches and discomfort. Recently, Tina visited and was really tired from the flight. Immediately, I said, take some Balance 7, girl. I've been using Balance 7 for months now and wish I had learned about it years ago. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take 3 times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims, but with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true. If you've been holding off, don't wait any longer. When I take Balance 7, I don't feel my energy fading as the day wears on. I have a jug at the studio and a jug at home and a jug down at my rented place on Cape Cod.
Yes, and the really great thing about Balance 7, Howie, is that if you're someone who, when you eat the wrong thing, you get really bad acid reflux, if you take this every day, you don't have to worry as much. You know, if you have an onion here and there by mistake, you know, your body's not going to go into panic.
I never have an onion by mistake. I know what I'm doing.
Sometimes they slip them into things. You don't know.
Balance 7 reduces the acids that build up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day, and you will feel the difference in 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. This week only, new customers can put in code Howie and receive a free bottle of their Skin So Smooth spray. That's balance7.com, code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242 and mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
Joining us now is Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. Kevin, they can't get enough people to work, but today or this week, they've increased the food stamp benefits by 27% on top of the eviction moratorium, the student debt loan moratorium, the $300 extra a week sitting on your rear end. And now they say they're going to start all these agencies like in the hospitals in Maine and Rhode Island, the state hospitals, the whole workforce in Massachusetts, they're going to have to be required to get a vaccination to keep working. Where the hell are the workers going to come from, Kevin?
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's crazy, right? It seems every week we talk about all kinds of additional things that are going on out of the current administrations, including state and federal. And you know what? I've had a lot of conversations the last couple of days with healthcare workers. There's already a crisis in nurse shortages across the country, never mind here in Maine. And you got now a mandate going on. I was talking with a client the other day, firefighter from Augusta. His nephew's a firefighter here in Auburn, and he's an EMT too. He's going to lose his job by October 1 because he doesn't want to have, he wants to have the right to be able to choose to take the vaccine or not. Well, what do you think? That you're going to have a tremendous crisis in the healthcare world of lack of workers. There's already not enough workers. You're going to lose firefighters, EMTs, because, you know what? What happened to my body, my choice?
Right.
Where did that all go?
I know. I don't understand it. And I was asking, so are these people going to get to go on welfare if you get fired from these places? And apparently Jay Inslee in Washington State, who was ahead of the curve on this, he's saying, no, if you don't get a vaccination and you're a public worker, you don't get any unemployment. But if you come across the border and you're COVID positive, they'll roll out the red carpet treatment for you in Washington State and 49 other states. It's insane.
Obviously, my biggest concern right now, and I think a lot of people share this concern, is where does it stop? I mean, you get to some point where you say anybody collecting Social Security benefits gets a shot or else you don't get your Social Security check? I mean, what's the end game here?
I hadn't even thought about that. You're right. Where does it end?
It's kind of a scary time we live in. You know what? The markets are kind of palpitating today, this week. You get the Federal Reserve now talking about tapering. Starting in September, so the markets don't like that. They're going to cut back some of the Kool-Aid punch bowl, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So, you know, pay attention out there, people. If you're close to retirement, and all of a sudden the markets start with everything else going on, you get the disruption in Afghanistan. That shouldn't even use that word. It's much worse than a disruption. All of a sudden, if that starts to have that ripple effect down through Europe, you're going to see the markets start to act negatively in the near term.
And I see housing starts are down in large parts of the country because, maybe we're hitting the top of the bubble. So maybe we're hitting the top of the bubble in other areas, too. What have you got, Kevin? What are you offering people today if they want to get their financial house in order in the midst of all this chaos and turmoil?
I've got a great giveaway. I've actually done a DVD, and I've got some great brochures. It's something called the 7 Financial Blind Spots. So I can send this out. No obligation to do anything with us, but I've got a DVD and a brochure and a giveaway. If somebody wants to call us up, 800-989-9100, we're going to be able to send that out. If you want to take advantage of that portfolio x-ray and have us look at your risk in your portfolio, we're willing to do that. No obligation as well.
You know my financial situation. What is my blind spot, Kevin?
Your blind spot is trying to figure out when's retirement. Right, it's picking a date, Howie, and I know that's too early probably to talk about that.
It's the date, but, I assume, room temperature.
That's it right there.
No, I guess that is right, though. You know, you have to figure out, though, when you're going to retire at some point. So what's the number again if people want to get the 7 Financial Blind Spots DVD or brochure? And also maybe get a financial analysis. What's the phone number again, and what's the website?
Yeah, they can reach us, 1-800-989-9100. The website's frisbeebenefits.com. Frisbee spelled IENEN. By the way, you can see our TV shows and our radio shows that are podcasts on the website.
That's also at frisbeebenefits.com.
Yeah, that's exactly the site.
All right. And what's the market doing today, by the way, Kevin?
Market's down. You know what? Market's better than it was this morning. I'm glad to see it come back a little bit. It was up. Market's mixed for the most part today. But again, we've had a rough week so far this week. And look for some continued softness.
Kind of like the Biden administration in Afghanistan, in other words. That's Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show, and give him a call if you want to find out about your 7 financial blind spots. I'm Howie Carr.